I'm Sarah Gonzalez in with Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway. A number of stories have surfaced in the first months of 2017 exposing acts of violence seemingly motivated by religion, race or ethnicity, and gender identity. Last week, a white man from Maryland traveled to New York City with the alleged intention of targeting black men, and he stabbed a black man to death, Timothy Kaufman. An engineer from India was shot and killed by a white man in Kansas who allegedly yelled at him to get out of his country. Three trans women have been killed in Louisiana over the course of a month, and bomb threats have been made at Jewish schools and community centers in at least 33 states. But designating all of these acts as hate crimes and convicting someone of a hate crime are two very different things. Here to talk us through the ins and outs of hate crime laws and how they might change under the Trump administration is Cami Chavis, professor and director of the Criminal Justice Program at Wake Forest University Law School. Cami, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cami, five states don't have hate crime laws: South Carolina, Georgia, Wyoming, Indiana, and Arkansas. And the 45 states and the District of Columbia that do have hate crime laws have very different definitions of what counts as a hate crime and who can be the target of one. Can you talk us through what the biggest differences between all of those laws are?
Yes, well, there's a patchwork of laws. Some of the laws cover race and religion, but many of them for many years did not cover sexual orientation, gender. So there are lots of differences. And it's for this reason that the federal legislation that President Obama signed in 2009, the James Byrd, Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, that's why that is so significant, because now we have a federal law that's comprehensive, covers all of those groups that I mentioned, and also the groups don't have to be, the victims don't have to be participating in a federally protected activity in order for a defendant to be charged.
What is a hate crime? Is there a difference between vandalizing a mosque, for example, and spray painting a racial slur on the side of a building?
When we're thinking about bias-related crimes or hate crimes, the main distinction there between that or any other crime is that the crime was motivated by this bias. And that can be very difficult for a prosecutor to prove.
Do we have a sense of how many hate crime cases result in a hate crime conviction?
Well, yes, if we're looking at the federal legislation, just since 2009, there have been, I believe, 72 prosecutions at the federal level and 45 convictions. I think that those figures, though, if we're thinking about, 72 prosecutions, there are hundreds, perhaps thousands of hate crimes that occur each year. And so I think it's a relatively small number that are prosecuted at the federal level. So those are cases where, prosecutors have a great deal of evidence, confidence about being able to prove that that the crime was motivated by bias. And so I think that's why we see a large proportion, which I think is a large proportion of those actually resulting in a conviction. But keeping in mind that it's still a relatively small fraction of cases that are actually being prosecuted.
As a senator, Attorney General Jeff Sessions opposed expanding federal hate crime protections. What have we seen from him so far as the head of the Justice Department to indicate any kind of shift? Could he try to roll back the 2009 Act, or is it maybe more a question of enforcement or lack of enforcement?
So what's really interesting is that, and given the fact that we have actually seen a rise, we've seen at least a rise in the reporting of hate crimes, lots of activity surrounding the Jewish community centers and hate crimes against Muslims and Sikhs. We have not heard anything from Jeff Sessions in terms of how the federal government might respond to this. I know that several, actually all 100 senators, wrote a letter asking at least for these hate crimes to be vigorously investigated. But really, we've heard just silence from Jeff Sessions. That is worrisome, because while I don't believe that there is the political will in this country to repeal the hate crimes legislation that President Obama signed, I do think that we could certainly see a significant shift in terms of the enforcement of these crimes. Senator Sessions, and this is very consistent with his views in other areas, he believes that states should take the lead here. And so I think that we absolutely could see kind of a quieting of the prosecutions.
Cami Chavis, law professor and director of the criminal justice program at Wake Forest University Law School. Cami, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.